Lesson 24, Maintaining Good Physical Health. This lesson should teach us how to have good health and prevent illness. Introduction. Our physical health is important, for good health makes it easier to accomplish our goals in life. For this reason, we should understand what we need to do to keep ourselves and our loved ones healthy. Although we may not always have perfect health, the Lord expects us to be as healthy as possible. The following story tells of a common health problem which many families encounter. Marta Molina was only 8 months old when she became very sick. This lovely little girl became so ill that she lost much weight in a short period of time. Her mouth was dry, her eyes lost their sparkle, and the soft spot on the top of her head became sunken. Not knowing what to do, the family followed primitive local customs to help her get better, but these customs were medically unsound. Teaching Personal and Family Preparedness, Lesson 22, Disease Prevention and Good Health. Marta Molina, like many persons in the world, got sick for reasons her family did not understand. Consequently, they did not understand how to prevent the illness or how to cure it. But this is not unusual. Ineffective, even harmful customs and rituals are often practiced to try to prevent or cure illnesses. Some of them have even caused serious health problems. Causes of disease. What causes illness? Many years ago, people did not know what caused illness. Some believed sickness came because they failed to make proper sacrifices. Others thought it was caused by spells cast by enemies. Recently, scientists and physicians have learned what causes most health problems. Much knowledge has been gained since the gospel was restored to the world in 1830. As the Spirit of the Lord has been poured out upon the earth, many new discoveries have been made to help us maintain good health. Today we know that most diseases are caused by germs. Germs are very small organisms that live all around us. They are so small that the eye cannot see them. Some germs are carried through the air. Others pass from one person to another. Still others pass from animals and insects to people. For this reason, we should make every effort to keep insects and animals, such as mice and rats, from getting into the home. Furthermore, all animal and human wastes must be properly disposed of. Human and animal body wastes contain very harmful germs, especially if the wastes come from diseased humans or animals. If these wastes are left on the ground, flies or other insects and rodents will be attracted to them. As these pests crawl upon the waste, the diseased germs get on their bodies. Then these pests get into our homes and crawl upon our food, eating utensils, or other objects we touch. The germs left on these things make us sick. Germs can cause many kinds of diseases when they enter our bodies. If we want to eliminate disease, therefore, we need to eliminate the germs that cause the disease or illness. Adapted from Teaching Personal and Family Preparedness, Lessons 23, Causes of Infectious Disease, and 25, Waste Disposal. Prevent the spreading of germs. The following are ways we can reduce or eliminate disease-causing germs. Clean the house regularly, especially places where germs could live. Protect food from insects and germs by keeping it properly covered. Where possible, perishable foods should be refrigerated. Wash foods carefully to remove as many germs as possible. Wash hands before eating and after using the toilet. Brush teeth after each meal to prevent decay and other dental problems. Always cover the mouth when sneezing or coughing. This helps prevent the spread of germs. Wear shoes, sandals, or foot coverings so feet won't pick up germs from the ground. Eat properly and rest. Eating proper foods and getting enough rest can help us avoid or overcome disease. Germs are less able to infect a healthy body. As we try to maintain good health, we will prevent or eliminate many diseases. We will also be examples to our children, helping them develop good health habits. Protect our health. Doctors instruct us that in addition to developing and practicing good health habits, we should protect ourselves with immunizations. Polio, for example, is a disease that once killed and crippled many people. A few years ago, a physician scientist discovered how to protect people from getting this terrible disease by giving them an immunization. When we are immunized, we usually receive an injection of medicine in the arm. For some diseases, we need only one injection. For other diseases, we may need injections at certain time intervals. In most parts of the world, we can receive immunizations from health clinics or doctors. We can be immunized for such diseases as rubeola, measles, mumps, rubella, German measles, diphtheria, pertussis, whooping cough, typhoid fever, smallpox, polio, influenza, and tetanus. In addition to immunizations, medicines in the form of liquids, pills, and other solids have been developed to help prevent and cure illnesses. These should be used carefully according to directions from qualified medical doctors and nurses. We should not take medicines prescribed by a doctor for someone else. Another good way to prevent illness is to have a physical examination by a doctor or health specialist once each year, if possible. Early symptoms of illness and disease can be detected in these regular examinations. Because young men must have a physical examination when called to go on a mission, having regular examinations is one way they can prepare for their missions. What to do when illness occurs? If serious illness occurs, the best medical help is usually available from a health clinic or a doctor. We should not only seek help from doctors and health clinics when ill, but we should also let them train us in good health practices. Unfortunately, some people believe that it shows a lack of faith in the Lord to visit a doctor. The Lord expects us to use faith and the power of the priesthood when sick, but He also expects us to use available medical knowledge and services. Before Spencer W. Kimball became president of the church, he had severe health problems. Wanting to have the best health possible, he consulted with a doctor. The doctor told him that he had to have a delicate surgical operation for a heart problem. He put great faith and trust in his doctors and underwent the operation. On the day he was ordained and set apart as the president of the church, he received a letter from Dr. Russell Nelson about his health. Dr. Nelson knew that President Kimball would have questions concerning his health. So, in his letter, Dr. Nelson pointed out that President Kimball had recently undergone a careful physical examination which indicated that his body was again in excellent health. The letter stated, "Your surgeon wants you to know that your body is strong, that your heart is better than it has been for years, and that by all of our finite ability to predict, you may consider this new assignment without undue anxiety about your health." Dr. Nelson's letter goes on to say, "In the performance of that critical operation done April 12, 1972, I was keenly aware of your apostolic calling and of my own human frailties in anticipating one of the most risky and complex operations ever done. This operation turned out to be technically perfect in every detail, and I acknowledge gratefully the help of the Lord. Most special of all was the fact that as the operation was nearly completed, it was made known to me that one day you would become the president of the church." See Edward L. Kimball and Andrew E. Kimball, Jr., Spencer W. Kimball, page 8. As a result of President Kimball's faith in the Lord and trust in his physician, he was able to fulfill his responsibilities as the Lord's prophet. We can also enjoy the best possible health if we have proper care in time of illness and know the symptoms of illness. Many illnesses can be treated successfully if proper care is given early. What symptoms indicate a need to see a medical expert? Mention each of the following symptoms and discuss them one at a time. Unexplained bleeding and other unusual body discharges. Sores that do not heal. Continuing coughs or difficult breathing, long-lasting or high fever, chilling, difficulty in passing body wastes, dark spots or rash on the skin, unexplained weight loss, prolonged serious pain, prolonged vomiting or diarrhea, fainting spells and seizures, difficult or blurred vision or any changes in vision, serious burns or burns over a large portion of the body, soreness or swelling, unconsciousness, other unusual changes in one's body or its ability to function normally. See Teaching Personal and Family Preparedness, Lessons 26, Immunizations, and 27, Preventing Serious Disease. When any of these symptoms occur, we should contact a physician, health clinic, or health worker immediately. Many times, we wait to get proper medical care, but doing so can result in severe handicaps, long periods of illness, or even death. We should watch over the health of our bodies, for they are the temples of our spirits. A weakened, diseased, poorly functioning body hinders our ability to have an active life. Conclusion. We are here to bring about our salvation and the salvation of others. In order to do this, we need healthy bodies and minds. This requires parents not only to keep themselves healthy, but also to use wisdom and good judgment in caring for their children and teaching them good health principles and medical practices. Many resources have been provided so we can maintain good health. Consequently, most diseases and illnesses can be cured or prevented. The Lord expects us to use these resources to prevent and cure disease. He also expects us to do all we can for the sick. This requires that we use modern medical practices and exercise faith, prayer, and the power of the priesthood. If we do these things, and it is the will of God, the sick can be healed. President Brigham Young taught, "Then let us seek to extend the present life to the uttermost by observing every law of health and by properly balancing labor, study, rest, and recreation, and thus prepare for a better life. Let us teach these principles to our children." Discourses of Brigham Young, page 186. Challenge. 1. Have all members of your family immunized if possible. Practice and teach your children good health practices. 2. Survey your living situations. Take the necessary steps to clean up areas where germs grow and spread. Additional scripture. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 89, The Lord's Law of Health, The Word of Wisdom. Teacher preparation. Before presenting this lesson, 1. Contact a local health clinic or health worker. Find out what services are available in your area, such as medical facilities, immunizations and how they can be obtained, health care for mothers and children. Be prepared to include the information in the lesson at appropriate places. 2. Help the fathers and the young men understand that they should obtain the best health care available so they can reach their greatest potential. 3. Help the class members realize the need for sanitary conditions around their homes. End of Lesson 24, Maintaining Good Physical Health.